You're listening to The Football Hour with Dom Betts and Alex Mearns.
Hello and welcome to The Football Hour, the Championship Special. As I said in the other Championship Special, if you don't know, the Championship is the league below the Premier League, and it is quite competitive. I'm joined by Dom Betts and Joe, who is an Ipswich fan. Dom's a Fulham fan. I'm a Leeds United fan. We all hate our football teams, but we'll get onto that in the special. Boys, start of the season, you said Newcastle were going to be winning the league.
And they are winning the league.
I said Newcastle will be winning the league. They finally got to the top of the tree. Are they going to stay there?
Yeah. I mean, they've just got a ridiculous squad for the Championship. Like, Dwight Gayle is unbelievable.
I was thinking about Dwight Gayle the other day.
How is he right, so fast now?
I think he's been in the shop window for a few years, right? Palace have kept him on their bench for a lot of the Premier League matches. Every time he came on for Palace, he'd cause problems, wouldn't
score
he?
Goals.
What if I was a manager in the Championship for the past 2 years, I go to my chairman, right, and go, Dwight Gayle will get us promoted. I'd risk losing two or three of my other players just to get Dwight Gayle because I think he is that special.
As
and he's
to make
proven
the cash
it.
Up. So you'd lose two or three players to make the cash up because that's the issue, isn't it?
Yes,
what
that's the issue.
How much did they pay for him? 11, 12?
Yeah, 11 or 12 million, yeah. Because we were looking at getting on loan last year. It was quite heavily linked, but they only wanted to sell him and we couldn't afford playing 10 million for one player with all the other targets Kit Simons was trying to get in. And I was like, yeah, but hang on, we would have had a strike force of McCormack, Dembele and Dwight Gayle.
That would have been filthy.
We probably still would have finished in the bottom half of the table.
How many of those have you got now?
None. But that's not the point. Chris Martin is banging in the goals now.
Yeah, that's what I think about Dwight Gayle. He is worth it. He is worth it. If the Premier League pot at the end of the Championship is worth £100 million... paying 10 million to Dwight Gayle is worth it.
Absolutely.
And they've got players like Jonjo Shelvey, who I'm sorry, he's just not a Championship player. He's definitely Premier League quality.
Matt Ritchie.
They really recruited well in the summer, didn't they?
Daryl Murphy.
If we compare them to Aston Villa.
Has he even played yet?
No, I don't think he's been on the bench yet. I know he's injured now, but he wasn't injured. There was no excuse for it before.
They literally just bought him because he was a Championship striker who scored a few goals.
That, but also, I think they targeted a threat to their football, looking at the way Mick McCarthy plays football, and there's a potential upset there. We don't concede goals, but
you're saying Newcastle bought a player off you, Ipswich, for the two games that they play this season?
Yep, absolutely. There's no other thought process to it. I don't get why else they'd spend £4 million on a player.
It's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, obviously we said the two main, or maybe the three main title contenders were the three teams who got relegated, sorry. So you had Newcastle and Norwich, who are doing well right now. Not gonna lie, I wasn't impressed with Norwich on Tuesday that badly. And Aston Villa, who we'll get on to, who've finished, what are they, like 19th, 18th?
Let's have a look. They're 18th, and they finally got their first away victory against Reading the other day. We all kind of thought they'd be at the top, but we all thought it'd be difficult. A name doesn't get you to the top of the table. Being Aston Villa Football Club does not get you to the top of the table, and it's proved that with Roberto Di Matteo. They signed Codger from Bristol City, Ross McCormack from Fulham, Tommy Elphick. We all thought these signings were going to smash the Championship. They've just continued their Premier League form with a totally different squad. What can you put your finger on that?
Yeah, they wanted to do a Fulham. That is literally what they've done. It's like a replica of what happened to us. You go down, you buy some top goal scorers in the Championship.
Is that because you've got more money, so you're just like, he scored more goals last season than anyone else, let's get him?
Yeah, so you do that, and then your manager is really bad at the beginning of the season. Okay, they did win a couple of games, I think. And then they sat the manager and they bring someone in. It's literally an ideal replica of what happened to us when we went down. The blueprint of getting relegated and coming back up is what Burnley do, what Hull do, what Norwich do. Sell like your really expensive players, but keep your core. And it just works. It's proven it over time.
Yeah, I think it's a been there, done that kind of thing as well. Like you said, the Burnleys, the Watfords, the yo-yo clubs that know how to get promoted, don't know how to stay up, but they've had so much experience in the Championship and how to do the Championship that they don't necessarily need to spend the millions, but they know exactly which players, which is why Mick McCarthy, going back to Ipswich, got us into the playoffs very quickly into his Ipswich career, because he signed players that he was familiar with, the Noel Hunts, the Stephen Hunts, Luke Varney for the fourth time now, but he signed them because he knew what job they'd do. Now it's kind of, I think he's run out of players that he can sign that he knows, and also he's been sussed out a little bit because he's been there for so long now. So it's kind of like Aston Villa have come down. They've got a Champions League winning manager with players that have played in Europe and they're playing international football and have always been in top divisions in their career. So they're not used to what happens in the Championship. Like I was saying this morning, Ipswich have scored 6 goals in 12 games with 3 points off the playoffs. That's ridiculous.
That's unbelievable, isn't
it? And that's the
every
way
time I've been coming
is.
Into uni, Joe, you've just been like, it's 2,548 minutes since we scored a goal. And then I come in the next day and you'll be like, it's 7,000 minutes. You did score a couple of goals this midweek, yeah. And you got your first victory in a long, long time.
Yeah, Luke Chambers' first goal and in Team of the Week. And Freddie Sears' second goal. First goal since Christmas for him.
Is this just the victory to get you out of the slump, or are you going to progress from here?
We're burning at home, so I don't know.
0-0 written all over that.
I'll tell you when we lose 8-0 to Newcastle on Saturday.
Yeah? We've gone off Aston Villa, but I'd like to come back. I brought it up as well. Have they brought in the right man in Steve Bruce?
Out of who was available, yes.
Yeah.
What's he going to do to that team?
I say stability so much, but he will bring a form of maybe not complete stability to that team, but he's been there, done it before manager.
And he's got a new haircut. Yeah. Which I'm very impressed.
He's got like 20 years taken off him since he was at Hull.
Lost a chunk of weight. I'm not going to say a lot of weight because he's still...
That's what leaving Hull does to someone. I love Hull and all my family's from Hull, so don't bite on that
joke.
Mate,
I've been out on a night out on Hull. It was great.
It's great. Hull is the capital of culture.
Yeah, apparently, yeah.
So whatever I said, I didn't mean it. I love everyone from Hull. Who do else do I want to talk about? Another manager change. Cardiff City. Ooh. Oh, God.
They brought in...
Neil Bloody
I can't
Warnock.
Stand that, man. I'd have a house...
I hate him.
I'd have a house party if he got sacked.
But he's not going to get sacked. He'll get sacked at the end of the season when he keeps him up. That's what he does.
He's literally the Sam Allardyce of the Championship. That is literally what he is.
He'll get them up.
No, he's nowhere near the quality of Sam Allardyce. We had him at Leeds. And it was 15th century football.
Well, he's a 70s manager, isn't he?
The ball spent so much time in the air. I honestly thought it was a Quidditch ball.
With Michael Tong chasing it around.
Michael Brown snapping people.
Oh, I love Michael Brown.
The only shock of Neil Warnock going to Cardiff is that he hasn't signed Paddy Kenny yet. Is it coming?
Yep. Absolutely.
They signed Sol Bamba. Yeah. He comes in for their game.
He's the new Paddy Kenny, mate. Sol Bamba.
Is he?
Man of the match, didn't he get last Friday night against Bristol?
Yeah, he scored, didn't he? Scored what turned out to be the winner.
Well,
they got a draw last night, didn't they?
Neil, after the match, after his first win back, well, I said to Sol, concentrate on kicking and heading. Don't get any of this fancy stuff, this Beckenbauer, Sol. You head and kick. And what did he do? He headed and kicked. I'm so proud of the boys. I'm proud of the boys. You're boring, Neil. I hate Neil Warnock.
Where is he from? Very accurate, but where?
He lives in Cornwall, and he's constantly on about his tractors, right? Apparently, after every game, if they win, he has to stop at every traffic light, whether it's green or red, and get out.
One team, though, who did start really well in the Championship were Huddersfield.
Oh, superb.
But they've lost 2 games on the bounce now.
Yeah, lost last night heavily to Preston, wasn't it?
Yeah,
it
and 3-0. Preston, what, they were like relegation side, weren't they? Yeah. And they went up like 6 places with that win.
But the thing about Huddersfield is what they're doing is very similar to what Brighton did last year. Yeah. No one thought Brighton would be at the top of the table, but they're amassing a sheer number of points, which it's going to be hard by Christmas, say if they get 20 more points by Christmas, 15 more points by Christmas, they're going to be on 40, 45 points with all the games left to go. And they're amassing amount of points, Dom, where it's going to be hard for them not to get playoffs. Yes. They've really impressed me. I can't believe
that. They have. I mean, it was weird because I thought Naki Wells was going to leave in the summer, and I was wondering, well, I know they did well under Wagner at the latter of last season, but if he went, would they be at the top now? But everyone's sort of chipping in goals in Huddersfield, and they're playing really nice football at the same time.
Is that Aaron Moy?
The guy who went from Melbourne to Man City and went on loan to Huddersfield.
Yep. And looks like he should be playing for your local Sunday league team. Completely. Slightly
overweight. Huddersfield are your local Sunday league team.
But I watched them. They were on Saturday, the early kickoff on Saturday, I think.
No, Sunday against Sheffield.
Yeah, sorry, the early kickoff on Sunday. And I watched them, and I was quite impressed by them. It just looked, because I just kept saying to myself, because I'd not seen them yet, for complete fluke, how they've managed to get out there. Don't know. But I looked at them, and I looked at the manager, and they looked like they knew exactly what they were doing. They looked like they deserved to be at the top there. And I was listening, and their manager, but Wagner, used to sneak into Dortmund first team training sessions. It was Dortmund, wasn't it?
Yes. Yeah, because he was a reserve manager at Dortmund.
And he used to sneak in and on days when he wasn't allowed in and just take some notes and stuff just to learn off Klopp. So he said that he wouldn't leave to another championship club, which is why he didn't go to Villa or Derby.
Wagner bringing GJ and pressing into the championship.
Do you believe that? I think I do, because I think he's obviously got his eyes on bigger things. So I think you always take a gamble. He's now got a bit of a good reputation. He's come from Dortmund, good education of football. He's started well with Huddersfield. So I think if he can continue a little bit further, he's going to get a lower league Premier League team rather than going to Derby and risk getting sacked in 3 weeks.
Interesting point. You go to Villa, like Robbie Di Matteo, you think, massive club, I can sort my career out here. It just doesn't work. No. Maybe just taking a team which hasn't got very high expectations, that's the way to go.
Yep.
That is the way to go. Dom, you support a team with low expectations.
Mate, we're in the top half of the table.
Fulham, how have you done this season?
I've said this a lot, but we were unbeaten for the whole of August.
Right.
And so we were like top four, top five at a time. And then international break happened. We didn't win a game for the whole of September. Then we lost to QPR on the 1st of October. Next international break comes around, 4 points. It's like done the opposite of the last international break. And I think it's because Chris Martin has now started scoring goals. I think he's got 2-2 now. You could technically give the first one to him on Tuesday, but I don't think you really can.
I was surprised Derby let him go.
I couldn't believe it. He was, what, just trailed Daryl Murphy 2 seasons ago, and he was right up there again last season.
I mean, because for us, he isn't there to be a 30 goal a season striker. He's there to get maybe get like 15-20 and then bring our midfielders in for them to get the goals, because we got the likes of Piazon, who I've been really impressed with. I think he's got like 4 and 6 goals wise. You've got Sonny Aluko, who's I love him, he's great. He looks
really good in the championship, because he was playing a lot for Hull, bit on the bench most of the time for Hull City, but he's proving that it's worth the punt. These Premier League players that maybe just go and pay their wages. Yep. Get them to come to your club. They're worth it.
He was on a free transfer as well. That's what was so great about him. I mean, we got Tom Kearney, who's always got a goal or assist in him.
Tom Kearney's a great player.
Yeah, I didn't know, but he is.
He's a top, top player. That goal we scored against you at Elland Road, curling it in for 25 yards out.
He scores a lot of goals from midfield, and it's hard to get players like that. It really is hard. He's got great technique, hasn't he, Dom? Yeah, it's like a curve on his shots all the time.
It's also because he's from Yorkshire, isn't it?
Is that what it is?
That's why you love him.
All right.
But then we've also got two players who've signed from Europe. We got Florito, we got from France, from Bastia. We got Niskan Skabana, we got from Genk, I believe. We got him from a European side, like a team who were in the Europa League. And it's just different this year because we've got some pace in the team.
Okay. I think that's key. The pace and what you just mentioned, a goal-scoring midfielder, is the key to success in football. Goal-scoring midfielder, you look at any club that have been promoted or have won the Premier League, they've always got a goal-scoring midfielder.
It's the extra couple of goals that your strikers can't get.
Yep.
You just need people from all around your team just nicking goals. Nicking goals. Leeds haven't got that at the moment.
Mate, no, you got Chris Wood banging in the goals, mate.
Oh, Chris Wood.
He is scoring goals though, isn't he?
I don't care.
Isn't he like a shit Matt Smith?
Take Matt Smith off that.
He's a shit.
I don't like swearing on these podcasts, but sometimes when you talk about Chris Wood, you kind of have to. He scored like a worldy goal against Wigan this week, right?
That was massively Dan Byrne being an absolute shithouse as usual.
So you're swearing again and we're not talking about Chris Wood. Yeah, but you're only allowed to swear if we talk about Chris Wood.
I'm talking about Dan Byrne, who is the worst defender I've ever seen in my life.
You should elect one current or former player from your two sides that you're allowed
Dan
to
Byrne.
Swear over.
Former or current?
Current or
okay,
former.
Chris Wood.
Yeah, Chris Wood and Dan Byrne are the swearing players.
So when we want to swear, we will say Wood.
Or burn.
Or burn.
Or burn that wood. Burn that wood.
Woody now. Wood off. Wood off. Gary Mung, that's what I'm going to shout. Wood off.
Right, so going back to how Leeds have been playing, you started off really poorly.
Yeah.
I remember that game against QPR, which was just hilarious.
Yeah, start of the season awful. Worst start to a season since, I don't know.
I mean,
the turning point in your season
was probably the point against us. Because you I mean, when you started getting points again, because you got a goal in the last minute in a game you didn't deserve anything.
We got a last minute winner. We scored against Blackburn, went 1-0 up, because really cagey. Blackburn, bottom of the league, were awful at that point. we got the goal and we thought, thank God we got the win. And then Blackburn got an equaliser in like the 85th. And it was like, is Gary Monk going to survive long here? It really was like, is Gary Monk going to survive long? And then we got a last minute winner by Woodoff. And that kind of turned our season around. We went, I think, four games in a row we won. Won five from six, I think. But now it's come to the point where if we lose on Saturday against Wolves, we've only got one win from five. And it's how long can you hold on to, we won five games. Yes!
That's exactly how it works for every club in the Championship, well, unless you run away with it.
It's literally the same as us.
So we ran away with five games in a row or whatever, and we're like touching playoffs, and now we've drawn a few games, lost against Derby, and even though we're close, we're back down to 14th, I think.
Well, the games come so thick and fast, don't they? It's very regularly two games a week. And before you know it, you're on a run of, like you said, like Leeds are now, almost one win in five, when still, in your mind, you're in good form at the moment. But and it's like I said with Ipswich, we've scored 5-6 goals in 12 games and 3 points off the playoffs. I mean,
that's wrong to me. You've said it twice, and I just think it's wrong, right, isn't it, Dom? Yeah.
Only one
six
of those
goals,
games
12 games,
games
and you're how many points off playoffs?
3 points.
Yeah, because you're like two places behind us.
One place behind you, one place ahead of you. Well, that's one place ahead of Fulham.
But the weirdest thing was last night when Preston beat Huddersfield, they were like bordering on the relegation zone. They win and they're now above Leeds. Yep. They've come into the Football Hour sandwich.
It's Batwood, isn't it? Batwood crazy.
It's weird. It's weird.
It's just, I don't understand, because Preston, when we played them, were dreadful. And they are dreadful. They've been dreadful all season. Them, Rotherham and Blackburn have been three worst sides in the league.
Is it the hardest league in the world to be a pundit? Is Peter Beagrie actually the best pundit in the world? Because
how
do you keep... You lose track of like where teams are. You're like, what? And it's Blackburn at top of the league. I'm like, I thought they were at the bottom. And you're like, you just got a newfound respect for Peter Beagrie.
Yep.
Ian Holloway.
No, I can never respect Ian Holloway.
Okay, Peter Beagrie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
100%.
All right.
And Don Goodman.
Oh, Don.
No, he hates Leeds.
Because he's played for every Yorkshire club apart from Leeds.
Oh, I don't know.
Peter Beagrie is the Andy Brassel of the Championship.
Yep.
So, let's ask now. Championship coming to an end. Dom, who have you got the weekend?
We have got Aston Villa away. Bruce's first home game.
Ooh.
I believe.
Are you going to beat him?
Yeah.
All right.
No, I'm saying this right because we're second in the away table this year. We haven't lost away from home. What is going on?
The away table.
Yeah, it's Fulham. That does not happen.
That one that gets you promoted at the end of the season.
we're bottom of the...
We've been relegated, but we're top of the away table.
We're bottom of the home table, but second in the away table.
No, we understand what you're on about.
So I think we can win.
Oh.
I think you can win. Absolutely win.
We're dead proud of you.
I don't know why I'm going to an away game thinking we can win. It's wrong.
It's nice.
No, it's not, because it makes me think we can win.
You literally spend all your money on these away trips. It's nice of your football team to finally repay you.
Yeah, finally, yeah.
Yeah? Joey, have you got the weekend?
Newcastle away.
8-0.
What are you laughing at? We've got Mick in charge, haven't we? So it's 1-0 to them, written all over it.
Do you think he's got 1-0?
Yeah, they're not going to score loads of goals against us. Like nobody ever will.
Is this Daryl Murphy's moment?
I think he's still injured. I've heard he's doing everything he can to get back in time, but I think he's nowhere near, really.
So, doing everything he can.
So what about Leeds? Who you got on the weekend?
We've got Wolves away. This brings back sad memories about Sam Byram. He scored a brace last year. He's gone, hasn't he? He's gone. But he's not left my heart yet, has he, Dom?
Right, move on.
Move on, okay.
How's the game going to go?
Well, we've got Wood up front, so, yeah, Wolves 2-1.
Wolves 2-1.
Yeah.
You're pretty much Wood in midfield as well, isn't you?
We're Wood in goal. Wood at the back.
And then you've got that one central defender.
Oh, my God, Pontus Janssen.
Yep.
We're actually, yeah.
You love that man.
He's Wood lot, that man. He is.
Oh, that is really good.
Or Bernhardt.
Should we start this podcast? Because I'm enjoying it too much.
It's great.
I'm sure the listeners at home thinking, what are these lot on about?
It's like, why have I wasted 20 minutes of my life listening to this?
Who is Wood? Oh, Wood. I shouldn't have listened to that.
Pretty much. Right, Wood. Burning hell.
Burning hell. Right, everyone, Enjoy the Championship fixtures this week. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. They're on every bloody day. Dom, thank you for coming in, showing your thoughts about Fulham. Joe, cheers for talking about Ipswich, even though there's not much to talk about.
Thanks.
Yeah, I've been Alex Mearns. You've been listening to The Football Hour. I'm going to say it again. If you listen on iTunes, press the subscribe button, and all these wonderful podcasts will come straight to your iPhone, your computer, your tablet, whatever. Thank you for listening.
This is Dom Betts and Alex Mearns on The Football Hour.